Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. We are here in downtown Monmouth at Market Alley Wines, this beautiful store. It's been open since 2011. Now in 2017, Sarah and Jeff Walters purchased the business. And I have to say, this is a wonderful place, especially when you come in and look at the wide selection that there is at Market Alley Wines.
Yeah, we do have a large selection. We like to take care of everyone's needs in the spirit world. So we have wine, we have bourbon, we have whiskey, we have all sorts of spirits, everything, tequila, rum, vodka, gin, all those things.
And of course, you can't call it Market Alley Wines, vodka, gin, so you stop with the wine. And that causes a misconception for some folks, doesn't it?
It does. Sometimes people say, well, I don't want to go there, or they think we're too fancy because they think we're a wine shop and you have to be fancy to drink wine, but you don't have to be. You can come dressed however you'd like to dress. You can drink whatever you like to drink. We have a full selection of beer and seltzers and a lot of non-alcoholic options as well, especially this time of year when people are trying to cut back on that. We have a large variety of non-alcoholic options as well.
I've heard of the dry January that some people have told me about. But yeah, you mentioned that your selection is so good here that you can find something for everyone. And that includes with the budget as well. If you're on a lower budget, you can still find something great here at Market Alley Wines in Monmouth.
Absolutely. You know, we pride ourselves in carrying a wide range of prices. So you can come in and that's usually the first question I ask is what's your budget? You know, how much do you want to spend? If you want to spend $10, I can help you. If you want to spend $100, I can help you. So we try to find something for everyone. And people seem to think that we have hit that. So we pride ourselves in that.
A lot of folks from the Aledo area come down to Market Alley Wines, including John Hoshite, who we got a gift for from here at Market Alley Wines. Now, you helped me pick that out. And you were talking about the browns, the bourbon, and the whiskey. We know something that John enjoyed. So is that still a popular choice among folks in 2025?
It really is. You know, we're maybe starting to see a little decline in the popularity of the what I call the unicorns, which are those bottles that the industry has done a great job of doing supply and demand on. I think that's waning a little bit, but otherwise, people still love it. We have a huge selection available by the glass, so people love to come in and get a glass of bourbon. They can do a flight. And it gives them a chance to try different things, too, because sometimes it's hard, you know, because the whiskeys can be kind of expensive. So if we have it open and they're able to take a sip and make sure that they like it before they buy the bottle, that also helps.
I try to explain to people that Market Alley Wines in Monmouth is an experience. You can come here. You can also order food. You can listen to live music. Can you tell me about those offerings, Sarah?
Yeah, we have small plate offerings, cheese and cracker type of formats. You can mix and match. Sometimes people actually do come and create a charcuterie board that gives them all they need so they don't have to go out for dinner. Or you can use us as the appetizer and then you can go out to one of our local establishments. We have some great places to eat. So we kind of do that. They come in and they have their wine and their drinks and listen to the music and then they go on and go somewhere else. So it works out really well.
Now, I don't think you were always able to say this, but now every Friday and Saturday evening, you will have live music here at Market Alley Wines.
We do. We are so blessed to have phenomenal talent in our area. I mean, you can't, every weekend it's somebody good. It's hard for me to say good things about, you know, it's the same thing. They're just all so amazing. We are so lucky to have such great talent, and they love to play here. People are always, you know, showing their love, giving them the tips. We always offer the music for free, so we encourage people to show their love by giving the tips and things like that so that those musicians will keep coming back. Because a lot of them, it's their livelihood, you know, so they're looking for that extra little green in the tip jar, so to speak.
Well, and the beautiful thing is the alley right outside Market Alley Wines. It's such a comfortable and relaxing atmosphere to spend an evening. You're only open until 7 o'clock, but that's always worked really well for you.
It really has. It just works for us. We're the pre-party. We don't want to be a bar. I'm getting too old. I don't want to be out till 2 a.m. But we're really lucky. We have some great partners that we love right next door, a couple doors down, called Abner. So people are starting to kind of make that transition, and they start with us and they end with them. So that's kind of good too.
Well, when you come to Market Alley Wines right here on the square in Monmouth, you'll walk in and you'll see a beautiful selection. Just find Sarah's smiling face and you'll help everybody find exactly what they need. Isn't that right?
I hope so. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You bet. We're at Market Alley Wines in Monmouth on the square, thinking of warmer times ahead. You'll have that outdoor music starting maybe April or May.
We hope so. Let's cross our fingers.
All right, so come on to Monmouth and check out everything they have to offer here at Market Alley Wines. Terry James on WRMJ for the Business Spotlight.